Here now from Diane Abbott, the Labour MP for Hackney North and Stoke Newington. And what do you make of this statement?
I'm very surprised, John, that Murphy's making these boasts. I support the mansion tax in principle. I support the union in redistributive taxation. But there are two big problems about the mansion tax. It is effectively a tax on London. 80% of it will come from London. And there are problems. The super wealthy plutocrats, who we all think should pay the mansion tax, probably using their lawyers and accountants will evade it. But you could be a teacher in Hackney, literally, who bought a house at the beginning of the 80s, £50,000, and it's worth £1 million and climbing. Jim Murphy can't surely mean he's going to expropriate money from Londoners to win an election in Scotland.
Expropriate is a strong word.
Well, that's what he's doing. 80% of the mansion tax will come from London. As I say, the actual sort of, you know, super wealthy probably won't pay it. But there's all sorts of people who bought houses 30 years ago in what were unfashionable parts of London, which are worth at least £1 million, who are very worried by it. And Jim Murphy isn't helping matters by firing off without consulting.
But this is money that Labour, extra money that Labour's promising from the NHS, for the NHS, raised from the mansion tax, and it just goes to Scotland automatically, doesn't it, under the Barnett formula?
Yeah, but Jim Murphy is saying that he's going to be recruiting nurses from day one on the basis of this mansion tax. You can't recruit people on the basis that money that hasn't even been raised yet. There's a lot of discussion and debate that needs to go on about how we can implement a mansion tax fairly. Thank goodness Ed Balls is showing an open mind on this. Jim Murphy is jumping the gun in a highly unscrupulous way.
So do you think that Ed, you say he's got an open mind, do you think Ed Balls might change his mind on this?
No, but there are ways of implementing it which don't hit people, retired people, who happen to have houses which have risen ludicrously in price, but don't have any income to pay a mansion tax. That's all got to be thought through. Jim Murphy isn't waiting for that. He just thinks he can buy Scottish votes with money expropriated from London.
Diane Abbott, thank you. Well, if elected, as we've been saying, Labour has promised to spend annually an extra £2.5 billion on the NHS, funded in part by the mansion tax on homes over 2 million. We got in touch with the party and they told us the overwhelming majority of funding raised from the mansion tax will be spent in England. But as with any UK-wide tax, Scotland will receive a share of the proceeds under the Barnett formula, which has cross-party support. It's up to the Scottish Government how to spend this revenue. Well, let's hear now from Jim Murphy, leader of the Labour Party in Scotland. And Diane Abbott,
good afternoon.
So Diane Abbott there has been saying that actually you're trying to buy Scottish votes by expropriating money from people in London.
Look, Diane, I mean, I got on well with Diane, but I mean, it's hard to take this argument seriously. I mean, she didn't even remember my name at the start of your interview. So, and I don't have to consult Diane Abbott about what I do in the Scottish Labour Party. I'm the leader of the Scottish Labour Party, not Diane Abbott. So, like, what I'm doing, just so your listeners are clear, what I'm doing is arguing for and supporting the British Labour Party policy, which is that those people in houses over £2 million, we would introduce a mansion tax. It's a UK-wide tax. People in houses in Scotland with over £2 million would pay it, the Northern Ireland, Wales and in England. It's a tax across the whole of the United Kingdom.
But your tweet says 95% will be levied in the southeast of the UK.
Well, I'm speaking to you from Aberdeen at the moment, the oil and gas capital of Europe. The oil and gas capital, of course, of the United Kingdom contributes a huge amount to the Scottish economy and to the wider UK economy. The way in which the UK works, as we all know, is about pooling and sharing of resources.
Yes, but your tweet says 95% is going to be levied in the South East.
More of those people who live in homes, of course, worth £2 million live in London and the South East. And the oil and gas is exploited largely off the northeast coast of Scotland. It's part of pooling and sharing of resources across these islands. It's pretty sensible. It's established British Labour Party policy, the mansion tax, and what I've done is said that we'll use the money from a UK tax on houses worth over £2 million. And what I set out yesterday is the first plan about how we spend that money.
And did you consult Ed Miliband before you made this announcement?
When it comes to issues about how we would spend money in Scotland on devolved areas, which of course the NHS is, I don't have to consult Diane Abbott and I don't have to clear things with Ed Miliband. That's not the way it works in the Labour Party these days.
So is this quite a useful row for you to be able to distance yourself from London Labour?
No, not at all. Look, the fact is that when it comes to issues that are devolved, so health and education in Scotland, I'm in charge. I'm the leader of the Scottish Labour Party. That's what we'll do. When it comes to those big issues of unreserved issues, those wider issues about welfare, the economy, foreign affairs, Ed Miliband's leader of the Labour Party, and he makes those decisions. I work closely with him. I'm looking forward to campaigning alongside him here in Scotland and making sure that he's Prime Minister. So Diane Abbott, in my view, should maybe concentrate on supporting the Labour Party's policy rather than either forgetting my name or attacking my approach to what I do in Scotland.
Now, won't you have to... If Labour wins the election, the Westminster election, then there'll be this extra money for the health service. But you'll then need to win in Holyrood as well, won't you, in 2016, in order to fulfil your pledge?
That's right. The way it works, and I know that a lot of your listeners, some of them are in Scotland, a lot of them are across the rest of the UK, but of course with some of the issues being reserved in the House of Commons, some of the wider tax issues, and some of them being devolved to the Scottish Parliament, politics is more complicated these days. So what would happen is that when it comes to the devolved elections, whether it's in Wales or Scotland or Northern Ireland, then politicians come up with a mix of pledges of things that are the responsibility of the UK government and the devolved government.
Now,
and that's what we've done. So we've said if we win, we'll introduce a mansion tax. That's clear as a UK commitment. And I said that if I win in 16, we will use the mansion tax to recruit more nurses into the NHS in Scotland because there's need for mental health nurses and nurses to help on motor neuron disease and other issues in Scotland.
Well, let me put to you what the SNP has said about this, because if Labour win the Westminster election, then this extra money will be available. But the SNP said they're already committed to passing on Barnett consequentials from health spending to Scotland's NHS. So in fact, they're saying your announcement doesn't promise any new money whatsoever.
Do you know, I don't mind the SNP being in a wee bit of panic about this. It shows that they're kind of caught off guard, which is that the attraction of this, and the reason why the SNP can't handle it, is that they campaign in only one part of the United Kingdom. This is a tax across the whole of the UK, and it's about sharing resources.
But they say they're going to pass it on in Scotland.
The mansion tax in Scotland will contribute, of course, to this commitment on the NHS, but it's not in itself enough. This is about pooling resources across the UK. So as I said earlier, the oil and gas industry here in Aberdeen is an enormous contributor to the wealth of the UK. And the fact is that some of this mansion tax will be raised, of course, largely outside of Scotland. But that's about pooling resources north and south of the border in a way that the SNP are constitutionally opposed to even trying to do.
Just one last question then. You've accused the SNP of panicking. Would you be prepared to work with them in coalition?
Look, I'm not planning on a coalition. I'm confident that we can win the UK election. I'm confident that Ed Miliband will be Prime Minister, and I know that we can do that with an absolute majority. And the SNP
would you be happy working with them?
The SNP are desperate to try and get themselves as the junior partners in a coalition. I'm not planning, I'm not expecting, and we're not needing that. So I don't think it arises.
Okay.
I don't expect it, and I don't want it to arise.
Jim Murphy, many thanks.